Previously on Murphy Bay Magic.
My great uncle might be turning into a werewolf too.
And he's at my elderly boss's place right now.
I have a room in the dreamscape that's an early 90s shopping mall. You can destroy a KB Toys!
I'm the narrator. If Rita takes a specific type of magical mushroom, she can hear me.
I'm gonna give you my take as a witch and not a therapist real quick. I think Dawn is helping you.
Well, that's delicious. What did you say this is?
It's a rhubarb wine from Estonia. I picked up a couple of bottles after trying it on my tour of Eastern Europe.
Did you go just for the wine?
No, not just for wine. There are some truly ancient magic shops and magical places of interest that are in that part of the continent. I'm not getting any younger, and traveling takes it out of me. Figured I'd go while I still can.
Where else did you go, besides Estonia?
I started in the south and worked my way up north. From Bulgaria, I snaked my way through Romania, Hungary, Slovakia, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and ended the trip in Estonia.
Did you see any spooky creatures in Transylvania? Although, I guess seeing a vampire isn't anything to write home about nowadays.
Creatures? I wouldn't even...
Ah!
Get away from her, Wolfman!
Rita!
You get the hell out of here!
What if we hadn't been decent?
There's a chance we might have not been decent?
Mm-hmm.
When were you going to tell her that you're a werewolf and you're going to turn in less than an hour? You really think you could nail a lady before you turn? Are you both a werewolf and a two-pump chump?
I'm not a two-pump chump!
But you are a werewolf?
I am. Is Keegan all right?
Oh, you care about him now? He was attacked by the same wolf that got you, and you just now show concern.
I'm the wolf that attacked Keegan.
Riley!
I'm gonna fucking kill you. I don't usually do that to humans, but I'll make an exception. Did you kill your great-nephew, Rowan?
What? No, I didn't. I didn't mean to attack Keegan, and I had nothing to do with Rowan's disappearance. He disappeared before the first full moon where I turned.
Wait. Keegan saw you killing a bat squatch the other night, and it wasn't a full moon.
After the first full moon, I seemed to be able to do it at will. Sometimes it starts happening when I get emotional, and I can't control it. On the full moon, I turn automatically.
And you decided to blow off some steam by killing an endangered cryptid.
I let off some steam so I wouldn't hurt someone during the day! My temper has always been a problem, but since I was attacked on my trip, it's much, much worse. That's why I attacked Keegan that night. I hadn't gotten a handle on things yet. He was a little shit to me earlier that day at the Grove meeting. He called me a bag of dicks. I tried to stop. I couldn't. I followed him home from the Grove meeting. I slashed him and ran! Everything in my brain still wanted to kill him, but I stopped.
Cool, so now this 21-year-old kid has had his life trajectory permanently altered because your emotionally repressed ass couldn't get to therapy to work out your anger. You're not gonna get a pat on the back for not killing your fucking nephew.
You don't understand how hard this is!
I understand that while Keegan has been a little bitchy lately, he's still been the kind-hearted young man I know him to be.
He hasn't been violent? He
hasn't a little been... more than usual, but nowhere near attack your nephew evil. That's all you, man. You could have told him.
He hates me.
Yeah, bud, so do I. But you need to cowgirl up and learn how to handle confrontation. You are old enough to know better.
You should leave.
Gertrude,
you
I...
You are a coward. I don't invite cowards into my bed.
You're also about to turn into a wolf. You clearly have been wolfing out with impunity, and that ends this full moon. I'm gonna lock you up, and...
No need to lock me up. Look. See? I have this spelljar amulet. I filled it with what I bought from the shop yesterday. I can't make myself turn with it on.
You don't know that it'll stop you on the full moon, though.
Yeah, but if I can't make myself turn, one would assume...
There we go! The key word is assume. If your assumption is wrong, you could kill Gertrude.
Well, I've got chains I borrowed from my sister at the house.
Did you try the chains last full moon?
No.
Do you know they'll work?
No.
Congratulations, you've won a free trip.
What are you talking about? What is...
Well, where in the hell did she take him?
Ooh, chilly.
Where did you take him?
The Kerguelen Islands. Extremely remote, extremely cold, and only slightly littered with somewhere between 50 and 100 French scientists. It's big enough that he shouldn't run into anyone.
Is it cold?
Oh, as balls. That's why I didn't take Keegan to any of the remote places I could think of, but Riley will just have to deal with it. He has his newly mended jacket, and he's about to be a wolf. He'll live. That's what he gets for slashing Keegan and endangering a whole town. I'll pick him up in the morning.
Well, not how I expected the night to go.
Yeah, sorry you aren't going to get a mediocre wienering from that mean man.
I have access to better wienerings. I'll be all right.
You got someone you can text for a dick date?
Yep. When Clyde died, every man who had admired me from afar came out of the woodwork to make their intentions known. I have choices. You want some lasagna? I'd say you earned it for saving me from a werewolf.
Oh my god, yes. Oh. Oh shit, that's good. Whew. So, Gert, tell me about this Olympic medal for curling over here. I didn't know you were a curler.
I'm not. I stole that gold medal from Swiss curler Jürgen Dick.
You stole it from someone with the name Jürgen Dick?
Yep.
Tell me everything. God, what a day.
After finishing off a family-sized frozen lasagna tray at Gertrude's and learning why Gertrude is not allowed to travel to Switzerland, Rita went home. She explained Keegan's absence to Sunny, took a long shower, and crawled into bed. Sunny was waiting on her side of the bed, reading a book.
I have this weird feeling.
Like what? About Keegan?
No, I mean like a physical feeling.
Oh, no. How can Dr. Wife help?
I don't know. We still don't know how my body works now that I have a permanent one.
Well, we know you have IBS.
This isn't an IBS thing.
Sorry. How are you feeling?
I don't know, like... heavy? Does that make sense? It's like gravity is more powerful when it's pushing me down. My brain feels more... I don't know, like, floaty, disorganized. Everything just feels more difficult. Like, just taking my shower felt hard.
I think you're tired.
I am? I don't know that I've ever been tired. I only really need sleep after I've been injured.
Have you considered that working two jobs, having warlocks hunting your wife, your nephew being a werewolf, and dealing with the grief of your best friend dying may have injured you mentally?
Oh. I did not.
You haven't been sleeping every night either.
I mean, I don't need to sleep, so I just figured if I didn't...
Well, you didn't need to before you had a permanent body. You don't know what this body needs. You may not need to sleep as much as a human, but it seems like you do need to sleep. You didn't experience linear time for most of your life. Who knows what the fuck your body and brain need now? For most of us, sleep is where our brain works out the problems of the day. Maybe you'll look at the aftermath of the Mushroom Festival with fresh eyes after a good night's sleep. Your brain needs some maintenance, baby. I don't know what demigod burnout entails, but it seems like you're heading towards it.
Yeah, okay. You might be right. Sleep sounds pretty nice.
That would be because you're tired.
And you feel this shitty every day.
I mean, if it's nighttime, it doesn't really feel shitty, but yeah, most people get tired at night.
Wild. All right, well, I better hit the hay. I might peek in on Keegan in the dreamscape. I also have to be up early enough to get Riley back from the Kerguelen Islands in the morning.
I'll go to bed too.
You can stay up and read if you want. I can borrow your eye mask.
Nah, I was just reading until you were ready for bed. I need snuggles.
I can help with that.
How convenient.
As they settled in for sleep, Sunny jetpacked Rita. For those unfamiliar, jetpacking is not a sexual thing. It's when two people spoon, but the shorter person is in the back. Shortly after feeling the warmth of Sunny's arms around her torso, Rita felt the pull of sleep and entered the dreamscape.
Whew, fell asleep fast. Time to go check on Keegan. Now, where the fuck did my dad put the door to his 90s shopping mall room? You know what? Keegan's fine. I'm supposed to be resting. I need to do something fun. But nothing sounds good. God. I don't even have the energy for the sapphic oil wrestling room. What is wrong with me? Fuck! Who the fuck are you? I mean, yeah, clearly you're a dog. But I didn't make you. My dad certainly didn't make you because he's afraid of my step-papa getting eaten. You got wicked long legs. You're not a regular dog, are you? I don't think you're a hellhound. Huh. I don't know how the fuck you got here. Have we met? Something about you is quite familiar. You like scritchies? Okay, man, a simple no would have sufficed. Hey, come back! I can't let you eat my stepdad! Hey! Come back! Huh. I didn't make this door. Dad!
Oh my god, what?
God, why did you have to bring that thing?
That thing?
A lizard, Beth. I'm sorry.
Your sister!
Sorry! I don't have time to argue with you right now. Where is Ricky?
Oh, they got nervous with Keegan being in the dreamscape while Wolfie? So they went to go visit their sister in their home dimension.
Good. There's another dog in the dreamscape.
Why did you bring Jaxie?
I didn't! There's a freaky-looking dog with long legs that just ran through that door. And I did not make this door.
What? Oh. I didn't make that room either.
Well, who the fuck did?
It's a giant Puerto Rican resistance flag, sweetheart.
And it's a replica of a door in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I knew that. I want to know why it's here and why a mystery dog ran through it.
Baby, I say this with all the love in my heart. Are you feeling a bit stupid this evening?
She's dead!
She was dead when you met her.
Dawn couldn't make dreamscape rooms.
Dawn never tried. She received the power to do necromancy from me. She would get pulled into the dreamscape if she slept while you were sleeping. She could always find you in here. She spent a hell of a lot of time in here. Why do you think your freaky smart Puerto Rican witch friend couldn't manipulate our pocket dimension?
Because she's dead.
Ugh.
What?
You're being obstinate.
I am not.
Come on.
What?
We're going in the Puerto Rico door. I think I know who the dog is. Did he have weirdly human eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dawn wants you to go in here.
You're assuming that.
If Dawn didn't make this room, who did?
I don't know.
Come on.
No, I'm just gonna go check on Keegan.
Hey, maybe Bad Bunny's in this room.
Is that a possibility?
Maybe.
Fine. Okay? He'd better be in here. And he'd better be reenacting his Calvin Klein ad.
As the night grew to a close, Keegan was in wolf form, destroying the facsimile of a 90s shopping mall in Kyle's pocket dimension. An album chosen by Kyle, called Pure Vibes, played over the mall's sound system. He couldn't find the Enya CD he'd suggested, and also, we don't have Enya licensing money.
Ugh. Okay. I was a werewolf for a night, and nobody died. Maybe I'm gonna be okay. Holy shit, who are you? Okay, you've got freakishly human eyes, and I'm naked. One sec. Oh, come on, these can't be the only pants in my size. Fine, stop yelling at me. I'll be a werewolf in JNCO jeans, I guess. So, despite the human eyes, you can only make dog sounds, huh? Got it. I don't think Kyle brought you here because he was worried about his bone boyfriend being eaten by dogs, right? You want me to follow you? That's why you're pacing, huh? Hold on! I can only run so fast in these JNCOs! Wait! Your freak-ass long legs are way faster than mine! I followed you. I'm in the hallway. Why are you yelling at me? Why are you running? Dogman, hold up! My stomach cannot handle this running. I think I ate an entire Dippin' Dots kiosk, and I'm lactose intolerant. I'm almost there. Jesus. Okay, I'm here. What room is it? Oh, that's, the resistance flag. The Puerto Rican resistance flag. Dawn had that on a bunch of her stuff. Oh, I know who you are. Dawn left me those books about Puerto Rican occult practices. You're a Taino Zemi, Guapiron. You're the dog spirit who wanders the forest and guides the dead. I remember seeing carvings of you with your freaky long legs in one of those books. I think that's a yes. If that's who you really are, I think I know a dead Puerto Rican witch who sent you here. And I bet she made this room, huh? Okay. You're jumping on the door. I get the message. Let's go. Alright, dude. I'm shoeless and shirtless in a rainforest. Please tell me we don't have to go far. Oh, there's a little house in that clearing. There? Again with the running. Jesus. What the hell are you trying to show me? There's a little drawing of you on the door. That's cute. Is this your house? Uh-huh. I don't know what that means. I go inside? Hello?
Ay, bendito.
Sorry, I didn't know anyone was in here.
Acha, that is why one knocks. Ay, Opiel. ¿Es este nene tu amigo?
Oh.
You can understand him?
Yes. You're a friend of my granddaughter's that I meant to speak to.
You're Dawn's grandma.
Sí, I'm Doña Alma. I knew your grandmother, Kiva. You sit here.
Oh, okay. Wait, where did Opiel Guapiron go?
He's busy with the others. Siéntate, ahora.
Jesus. Okay. I know enough Spanish to know that.
Jesus? You know my cousin?
What? No. Why would I?
I am fucking with you, little white boy.
Oh, right.
I speak with many spirits, but Jesus is not one of them.
Oh, I know what this place is. The white cloth on the table, the altar with the candles, the notebook here. You're a medium. Espiritista, specifically, right? It's called Mesa Blanca?
Dawn said she left you some books. She was confident you'd have read them.
You can talk to Dawn?
Yes, I am dead.
Why can't she be here?
She has been elevated.
Elevated?
How much do you know about Espiritismo?
You believe that all life contains something called la luz, or the light? That light comes from something called the universal fluid that connects all life. The spirit never dies and it just moves on to another existence. The goal of elevated! Dawn is elevated! I understand!
She said you are a very good witch. She's right.
So, in Espiritismo, all spirits are on the journey back to the Great Spirit, or the Divine. Are you saying that Dawn is now an elevated spirit? A person's light and power grow through each lifetime, right? Or at least that's the goal?
Yes. And for Dawn's incredible selflessness in her life, she is a pure spirit.
What does that mean?
She is not just a good spirit, as I am. She is at the step before one rejoins the Great Spirit. To those she guides, she provides them truth, epiphanies, and shows them the way. She was able to begin doing this more directly when her friend Rita offered her the Abre Camino. So, now it falls to me to help you receive her message. Her plane of existence now is too far from yours for direct communication.
Hold on. Does this mean Puerto Rican witches figured out the afterlife? How do I manage to talk to any of my own ancestors if they become elevated to a higher plane where we can't reach them?
No, there are many places one can go in the afterlife. This universe, it is a complex web of interconnected systems. The afterlife that Dawn and I experience, it is part one of these interconnected systems. This is how Dawn's ancestors pass their energy through the universe, so hers is done the same. Your druid afterlife is still real. Do not fret.
That's why I couldn't contact her.
See? You're using the wrong area code to call her. I have a direct line, so to speak.
So what do I do?
You light this candle. Place it here, next to my candle. Good. Now you tell me the problems you're having, as though you were sharing those problems with Dawn.
And then what?
Then I write down what Dawn wishes to say to you. Bonita, I thought you had read her books about what I do.
Oh, it's automatic writing.
We call it la clave, pero sí, I write.
Okay. So, do I need to fill her in on what's been happening?
No, she watches. She's attached to Rita.
I knew it.
You are wasting time.
Sorry, I didn't know we had a time limit.
It is nearly morning on Earth, and Opi El Guabiran only guides at night. I will not be able to remain here once it is daytime.
Okay, I'll hurry. Hi, Dawn. I miss you. A lot, actually. I don't know what to do to help Murphy Bay. Rita is mayor. You know this, though. You aren't writing.
She hasn't said anything yet. She's listening.
I know you've been helping Rita with the Formorian stuff, but what do we actually do? Rita's killed some of the lesser Fomorians, but from what I've been reading, I don't think she can handle Endek or Balor the same way. I'm afraid for her. Last time the Fomorians rose in Murphy Bay, everyone who isn't a Murphy died. I don't know what to do. If you were here, you'd have written out step-by-step instructions for a plan you developed, and it would have a bunch of redundancies should something go wrong. I love Rita and Sunny, but I don't know if they can handle this. Sunny's being hunted by warlocks, Rita has three jobs, And I'm a fucking werewolf now, I guess. At least if you were here, we'd all have a direction to go. You gave us all direction, Dawn. We're relentless. We're not. I don't know if we can do this. I wish you were here. Wow, she has a lot to say.
In some of it, it's... That's not a word.
What?
I'm talking to her.
Oh.
Mijita, that is not a word. I thought English was your first language. It's not. It's not. Hay cogerlo con calma, mijita. ¿Conoce este cabrón esa palabra? Okay. Lo siento. Ay. Okay. So she says you know this word. It does not look like English to me, but what do I know? I'm just the grandmother who moved to the mainland so her children and her grandchildren could have opportunities that were stolen from us by the colonization of our home. Ay, mijita, you watch your fucking mouth.
Me? I didn't say anything.
No, I'm talking to Dawn. She did not like what I said. Here. You know what this means?
Tuatha De Danann.
Salud.
No, I didn't fucking sneeze. This is Irish. The Tuatha De Danann are a race of powerful supernatural beings, and some were deities in pre-Christian Ireland. They're also the original people to defeat the Fomorians.
There's something for Rita here, too.
You know Rita?
I mean, thanks to Dawn, we all know Rita.
I'll try to find a way to get that to her.
Can you also explain to me what is this?
It's a blueprint of the ice cream truck, and instructions to drive the ice cream truck directly into the side of a hill behind my house.
Don Diaz Menendez. I do all of this so you can tell the churlish little white boy in the big pants an elaborate way to kill himself.
No, that's not what she did. I think if we can pull this off and figure out how to make some upgrades to the ice cream truck, Dawn may have helped us reach people who can defeat the Fomorians.
Rita! Rita! I'm taking my top off! I'm gonna do jumping jacks now! See? She won't wake up. This is why I called you.
Should Rory and I leave the room so you can try that?
No need. I did that for 10 whole minutes before you got here.
This is a problem.
Has she ever done this before?
Sunny, Orla, and Rory all stood around Sunny and Rita's bed. It was 11 a.m. Unless she'd been injured, Rita always woke when Sunny did. But when Sunny's alarm went off at 7 and she couldn't wake Rita, she knew she needed help.
She's never done this, no.
Have you called her father?
That's the thing. Kyle isn't answering me either.
Perhaps something is amiss in their dreamscape, as you've described it to me.
Maybe. It gets more complicated than that, though. I'm afraid waking her up is a matter of life and death.
You're afraid she's going to die?
No, I'm afraid for Riley.
I don't see the connection.
Oh my god, yeah, you wouldn't know that yet. He's a werewolf, and he's the one who attacked Keegan.
Oh, goodness.
He did just get back from Eastern Europe a while ago.
Why is Eastern Europe important in this context?
Werewolves are pretty rare, but they're most common in Eastern Europe.
Well, we learned that both he and Keegan were werewolves last night, and Rita poofed Riley to the Kerguelen Islands so he wouldn't hurt anyone when he changed.
Islands sound lovely. Why are you worried about Riley?
Well, these islands are subarctic. They're called the Desolation Islands.
Well, he's not my favorite sibling.
Aunt Orla?
Oh my, where is Keegan? Surely he wasn't sent to the island as well.
Keegan is also in the dreamscape. Kyle took him there for the full moon at Rita's request. I can't get him out until Kyle starts answering me again. Given what's going on with Rita, I imagine figuring out how to wake her up will also help us get Keegan out.
I'm afraid I know nothing about waking a sleeping demigod.
Should we wake her?
Why should we be hesitant to wake her?
If this is magical, there might be a reason she's still asleep.
Well, I'm afraid if y'all don't know how to wake her, you're just gonna have to trip-sit me.
What the hell are you talking about?
It hardly seems like the right time for psychedelics, dear.
These aren't just any psychedelics. These are special mushrooms from an alchemist named Hank. If I take these in the same room as Rita, I can go to her dreamscape. I also start hearing some auditory hallucination she calls the narrator while I'm in the pocket dimension, and that freaks me out. But I need to make sure she's okay. I'll just have to deal with him.
I freak her out? Deal with me? I've been nothing but kind to Sunny.
So you just take one of these, lay next to Rita, and then bam, you're in her dreamscape?
My body will still be in the room, but yes. With these mushrooms, for them to wear off, I need to find a resolution to a problem. I figure finding my wife is a good enough resolution.
Oh. Oh, I may need to get some of these. Has Hank pondered the therapeutic application of these?
Probably not, but I'll give you his info when this is all done.
What can we do to help?
Watch Jaxie. Make sure the fairies don't destroy my house, and I guess if anything goes wrong, do your best to fix it? I'm gonna feel a lot safer in the dreamscape knowing I have two powerful witches to watch over me.
Of course, Sunny. Rory, why don't I keep an eye on the fairies? And you can take first shift watching over Rita and Sunny.
Cool. I'll hang in the cuck chair over here.
Rory.
What? It literally says cuck chair in rhinestones on the back.
Oh, Rita came into possession of a bedazzler at one point. She stole it from a Hobby Lobby. The chair was the last project she got to do before the bedazzler mysteriously disappeared.
Disappeared?
Disappeared. All right. I need to take some sedatives and these mushrooms.
Godspeed.
As soon as Orla walked out of the room, Sunny started preparing for her trip to the dreamscape. She took the same sedatives she'd given Keegan just a few nights before, but she took an amount that would put a human being in the hospital. Her vampire physiology could take it, and she needed to be asleep fast. Next, she took one of the magic mushrooms and laid in bed next to Rita. Before she knew it, both the sedatives and magic mushrooms had done their jobs. So I freak you out!
Jesus, fuck! How did you know I said that?
I can hear you all the time! I'm the narrator.
Rita probably heard it while she was sleeping, and it's in her subconscious or something.
She didn't hear you.
This is not the infinite hallway.
Well, duh.
Hey, you don't need to be sassy with me.
You're right. The only thing I need to do is narrate.
And help me find my wife.
I don't have to do that.
You help me find my wife, goddammit!
Okay, damn, stop yelling!
Ugh, Christ, these fucking mosquitoes.
Come on, we gotta keep going.
Stop yelling at me.
Oh, I think she wanted that mosquito.
Where's that weird dog?
His name is Opio Guapron, and he's a good boy.
How is he in the dreamscape?
Like I told you the other day, other celestial beings exist. Many of the religions that have gods of death are talking about real celestial beings that have some connection to me. Remember how Azrael had special access to my dimension?
Yeah.
I think with the DMV gone, we can expect more beings with connection to death to show up here.
And Opiel Guabiron?
Nailed the name.
Thank you. This weird dog has a connection to you?
Are you familiar with Taino beliefs?
Just a little bit I learned from Dawn here and there. The Tainos were indigenous to Puerto Rico, and some of the earliest to be colonized by Europeans. And Oh my god! Opio Guabiron is the little drawing she had on that shirt!
Yep, he's a guide for the dead. The Taino called them Zemis. Those pictographic drawings of them are common on islands of the Caribbean. Even though he's not here right now, I can feel where we're supposed to go because of our connection.
Why did the little guy build a room in our dimension that looks like rural Puerto Rico?
You have to know he didn't make this room. You know this is Dawn.
I can't let myself believe that.
Why?
Because it'll hurt too bad if it's not true.
What if it is true?
Then it'll hurt to know that my best friend can see me, but I can't see her.
How are you not seeing her everywhere?
What do you mean?
She created this room in our dimension. She used the necromantic power I gave her in life to make this beautiful place in the afterlife. Look at all the details. You just swatted away a mosquito. Look at these flowers. Feel that breeze? You can smell the ocean. That's all Dawn, kid. Your best friend was all about details.
That's true. Her autistic ass had a Minecraft world like you wouldn't believe.
Have you ever been to Puerto Rico?
Nothing more than a short bamf between locations. Dawn would talk about things she wanted me to see. Well, food she thought I should eat. She and I bonded over food. Speaking of, do I smell more than just the ocean?
Yeah, I smell it too. Someone is cooking.
Oh, look over there. There's a little smoke drifting up from the top of that ridge over there. Should we start going that way? I bet there's a building we can see up there.
Yeah, I think that direction feels right.
All right, up the ridge we go.
Can I ask you something? I don't know, uncomfortable?
If you're gonna give me the talk, I think you're a few million years too late on that.
No. I can't help but notice that we're not as close as we used to be. It's like learning that I was your father pushed us further apart.
Yeah, because you spent most of my life not telling me.
I had a good reason.
I know you had your reasons. The DMV would have deleted me from existence. Having your reasons for doing a traumatic thing doesn't mean the thing ceases to be traumatizing. For the sake of keeping that secret, you did nothing when they sent me to hell for 300 years.
I busted you out.
I know, but the damage was done, Dad. And my sister, you made Carmilla. It doesn't matter that you didn't make her the same way you made me. You made her, and some bad stuff happened. So you abandoned her and never considered her your daughter. Am I just one bad day away from you disowning me?
Oh my God, Rita, no.
I love you. And I'm sorry you felt our distance, but it's there for a reason.
Can I ever fix what I've done?
You can try. I can't guarantee there's anything you could do to make things like they were.
I'm gonna do my best. What is it, girl?
Oh my God, it's the ice cream truck.
There's someone grilling outside of the truck.
Who is that?
I don't know, but I think we're about to find out.
Took you guys long enough to get here. Jesus, the lizard can teleport? Wow, a bilingual lizard.
I think she wants to know what you're grilling.
I don't know a nicer way to ask you this, but who are you and why are you in our pocket dimension?
I'm Dawn's great-aunt Soledad. I'm here because Dawn needs me to be.
You're her great-aunt who died in that car accident when she was in high school, right?
Yep. Car accident caused by a warlock, but she didn't know that at the time.
So if you're dead and you came here, why can't she?
Oh, sweetheart, can I give you a hug? I'm a hugger.
Sure.
If Dawn could be here, I promise you she would be. She's on a higher plane of existence now, and unfortunately, that means she doesn't get to make the occasional guest appearance like some of her ancestors. Plenty of witches can channel the dead, but channeling Dawn would be like, I don't know, trying to channel a guardian angel.
How dare you compare Dawn to angels?
Dad, not everyone knows that angels kind of suck.
Angels suck?
Yeah, they're kind of assholes, but... Okay, I think I understand what you're saying.
Dawn worked very hard to get me here to do all of this. You need help badly, and she's trying in the best way she can.
It's really her.
It really is. She said she'd look for you, remember? She said she'd look.
She said she'd always try to find me. In every life. No matter how long it took.
She found you, babe. Our Dawnie is a woman of her word. She's still with you, just not in the way she was before.
I miss her so much.
She misses you too. The entire Menendez line has heard about you thanks to her. As far as we're concerned, we're your ancestors too. You're her soulmate. You protected her in ways that we couldn't. Because of that, I'm making you lunch.
What?
You know, it's rude to create things in other people's pocket dimensions without asking.
I didn't make the table and chairs. That was Dawn. Kyle, you can have a seat. Rita, can you grab me something out of the ice cream truck, please?
Yeah, what do you need?
You'll know it when you see it.
Okay. The fuck is that beeping? Never heard you make that noise before, truck. Okay. The control panel in the back.
What's taking you so long?
Fuck!
Sorry!
I just got in here!
Soledad made me try something called Pitoro, and it tasted like coconut-flavored gasoline. Now she won't let me eat any of the food until you're back. I think Dawn's bossiness was genetic.
Well, you'll just have to chill for a minute.
What's that annoying beeping?
I think it's the thing that Soledad sent me in here to find.
A tiny beeping cabinet?
It's a control panel that Dawn would use to get the instructions on getting to the workshop. Since they changed the instructions on getting there all the time, she needed to get a printout from this thing here.
Oh, I think it liked that.
I didn't press anything.
What's it printing?
It's gonna take a while. I don't know. It's an old dot matrix printer in there.
I want tostones.
Oh my god, I think I can make out the first line of text.
Oh, wow. One line? Elizabeth is going to eat everything before we get any.
Interdimensional travel upgrades for the ice cream truck. Holy shit.
Okay, and why is this important?
I think Dawn is giving me something to help me save Murphy Bay.
You tell me where my wife is right now, goddammit!
I can't interfere with the story.
Rita!
I told you, I'm not her subconscious.
Can you tell me where the fuck I am?
Dreamscape.
I know that, smartass. Usually when I've gone to one of Rita's rooms, there's a door I know I can use to leave and get back to the hallway. I was just in a rainforest. Now I'm on a beach. I see a house in a few yards, but apart from the door on the house, I can't see the door that lets me leave. I have to find Rita, or I don't wake up. You understand that? I have to reach some resolution, or these shrooms won't wear off. This is not like any other room of Rita's I've been in.
Because Rita didn't make this room.
Oh. Kyle didn't make this either, did he?
Nope. Maybe you should stop yelling at me and go to that house.
Am I gonna find Rita there?
You'll find what you need.
Do you enjoy being cryptic?
How would an auditory hallucination enjoy anything?
Your sassiness doesn't do anything to convince me you aren't just Rita's subconscious. Oh my god, it's my old house. I'm guessing I go inside?
Well, what the fuck else would you do?
I don't know. I don't do this every day. I miss this place so much. It smells like someone just made coffee. Dawn's mocha pot?
Why did you say that like it's a question?
Well, Rita hasn't been able to bring herself to use it since Dawn died. Ow! Well, it's still hot. Oh my god. Did you hear that?
I'm the narrator. Of course I heard that.
It's coming from Dawn's room. Dawnie! Dawnie, please let it be you! No! No! Ugh. Did you do this as some sick joke? This is fucked up. Do you know what I'd give to hear Dawn tinkering with stuff in her room again?
Sunny, I may be salty that you think I'm a hallucination, but I'm not a monster. I have nothing to do with this. I'm not supposed to interfere, but I think suggesting that you take a look around wouldn't count as meddling.
Did you turn on her computer monitor?
Sunny, I'm not doing any of this. If you're under the impression I'm just an auditory hallucination of Rita's, why would I be able to do that?
That's true. I don't think a hallucination could alter a pocket dimension. Okay. Dawn's computer. Much like Dawn's real computer, her desktop is impeccably organized. But I don't remember Dawn's computer having a folder labeled Sunny. Oh my god.
What is it?
The names of these files. A Spell to Hide a Vampire. Protection Amulet Schematics. Memory Alteration Device. Dawn made this place. This is Donnie, right? Please tell me.
She did, Sonny.
I've been hiking around Puerto Rico, haven't I?
Yes.
This folder is full of things to protect me from the warlocks that are haunting me.
Yes.
And Rita is fine, right? Donnie's showing her things too.
She is.
Good. But wait, how do I take this with me out of the dreamscape?
And with that, Sunny reached a resolution powerful enough for the mushrooms to wear off and re-enter the waking world. Rory sat in the cuck chair while Sunny and Rita lay passed out in bed. It was 1 p.m. and she was getting nervous.
I'm sorry, Jaxie. I think your mommies are going to be okay. If they don't wake in a little while, I can try to...
Rory?
Hi, Keegs.
Did Kyle bring me back?
You just showed up.
Huh.
Are you both okay?
Rory? Am I still dreaming? Why is my therapist staring at me from my cup chair?
You're not dreaming. I'm here because Sunny called me for witch help, not therapist help.
Physically, I'm okay. Mentally, I'm sad.
What happened to you?
I took the shrooms to come find you when you wouldn't wake up.
I wouldn't wake up?
No. When I went to sleep to find you, it was just after 11 a.m.
I need to go get Riley and get my dad to get Keegan out of the dreamscape.
I'm here, lying on your floor.
Oh, good.
Y'all Kiki for a minute? I have to make sure I didn't kill an elderly werewolf because I slept in too late. What time is it now?
1:17 p.m.
Fuck.
Keegs, are you okay? How did wolfing out go?
That was fine, but that wasn't even the most interesting thing that happened to me. I got a message from Dawn. Her grandma gave it to me.
It was Dawn?
I did too.
Really?
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff to protect me from warlocks. Although, I don't know what the point was. It's not like I opened up every file and memorized it before I woke up.
Fuck. She gave me some instructions for using the ice cream truck to get into the fairy mounds behind our house. But I obviously couldn't memorize those either. It's not like I could take the spiral notebook it was in with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know this isn't the point, and I don't want to be a bitch, but Keegan, why are you shirtless and wearing vintage JNCOs?
Oh my god, I'm still wearing the JNCOs.
Barefoot and shirtless with JNCOs is certainly a look.
Yes! I'll be goddamned!
What?
This is the notebook that Dawn's grandma wrote in! It's here! It's all here! And in the dreamscape, the only clothes I could find in my size were the only fucking brand of pants that could hold this entire notebook! I think Dawn left me these JNCOs too!
Can you usually bring things out of the pocket dimension?
No. Dawn had found artificer ways to take stuff in, but not a way to take stuff out. Usually everything in the dreamscape is just an artificial construct.
Oh my god.
Dawn's tardigrade flash drive.
It was in my back pocket. What do you want to bet that this has the files to protect me from the warlocks?
Okay, so Riley is alive, all right? He's in the emergency room. He may lose a little of his penis to frostbite, but good news, he wasn't circumcised. So he's mostly just losing some foreskin and three toes. But apart from that...
Rita, check your pants.
Did I get something on them?
No, Dawn managed to get me some files out of the dreamscape.
Her tardigrade flash drive?
It was in my pocket.
She also helped get this spiral notebook out of the dreamscape with me. There's something for you in here, apparently.
This is it. When I was in the dreamscape, she gave me these schematics for adapting the ice cream truck for interdimensional travel.
Between that and what she gave me, we should be able to find the Tuatha De Danann in the other world.
You're gonna try to what?
Oh, I found the part of this notebook that's for you, Rita. I'm sorry I read some.
That's okay, kid. I don't think she would have entrusted you with a message for me if she wasn't okay with you reading it.
What is it?
It's instructions for her funeral.
Oh my god.
Were we planning her funeral?
We weren't. I'm supposed to, for therapy. I've been trying and failing to do anything beyond come up with the food for it.
So, what do we do with all of this now?
I'm gonna get Dawn's old whiteboard out of the garage. We have planning to do. Hi, little buddies. Before I get to thanking our Patreon supporters, I'd like to make you aware of a mutual aid opportunity. If you go to the show details and you go to the BelanaArts.com merch hub, you will find a sticker that says Fuck Ice. And that Fuck Ice sticker was designed by Violet. 100% of the proceeds for that Fuck Ice sticker go towards mutual aid here in the Minneapolis area, where our community is still suffering from Operation Metro Surge and folks have not gotten rent relief because our mayor is a useless little bitch-ass, little cuck-ass, little useless, little fucking weasel man. And our community is stepping up to take care of folks who really have been suffering since Operation Metro Surge began. The sticker is in the merch hub, and whenever we get like a good chunk of purchases of that, I post our donations to Community Aid Network Minnesota, which is our mutual aid org of choice that we have chosen. We post our receipts for that for transparency, both on the Mixnomer Instagram and on my personal Instagram. So if you want to support our community here in the Twin Cities that has welcomed us with open arms, and that I am so grateful for, you can go buy a Fuck Ice sticker and help support my neighbors. And now I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, like Jennifer Patch, Harleen Bethany, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Janice Weston, Anarchista, Percy, Nanya B, Kate Michigoose, K Genius, Chibs1012, Dave Peril, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus Lutzi, Helen Clifford, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, and Fintago. If you want to help us out, you know the deal. You can tell other people about the show. Do you have a friend that you couldn't get into today's lucky winner because our sound was absolute dog ass for the first 4 or 5 episodes? That's fine. Get them on board with Murphy Bay Magic. Just get them to start there. Get them to see if they like it. If you're in a Discord server or you think someone would like it, share about the show. We grow entirely by word of mouth. Always have, always will. We don't take paid ads, so you don't have, you know, like 40% of your episode be ads. We don't pay for advertisements because, quite honestly, I would rather spend the money on fun stuff, making the shows better and more weird stuff we can do and making more shows. So you help us out by telling other people about the show. If you'd like to help us out even further, you can like the show, leave a nice comment, rating and or review on your podcatcher of choice, also subscribing on your podcatcher of choice. It's a free and easy way to help us out. You get us more action in the algorithms, which gets us recommended to folks who like the shows that you like, and it also makes us more active in those podcatchers, so people are more likely to see, people care about the show, it's still active, let me click play. So that is a great way to help us out as well. If you're in a place to help us out monetarily, you can go to the show details and you'll find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon page. Patreon starts at just $1. You get stuff for anything Mixnomer does. All the Today's Lucky Winner stuff is on there. You get all of the stuff for Murphy Bay Magic, which includes like music and the raw video of our recording sessions together. Lots of fun stuff. It's a great way to support us, and it all goes directly to the actors and crew who make this show and to our little fund to improve things and make new stuff. Like Violet is currently making me something for the sci-fi show we're working on so I can have like a working spaceship console. It doesn't fly a spaceship. It makes good clicky noises and also is a soundboard, but she's working on that and we couldn't do that without y'all. So if you're in a place to help us out monetarily, the Patreon starts at just $1 and every dollar goes directly towards making these shows. If you'd like to hang out with us, you can also go to the show details to find a link to the Discord server. I love the Discord server, even when I'm having a day where I'm like, fuck the whole internet, I don't want to be on here. That doesn't include the Discord server. The Discord server is always excluded because the shows we make attract just the absolute sweetest, sweet, sweethearts I've ever met. I'm so proud of it. It's such a supportive community. Folks are sharing some excellent animals, some excellent memes. We have streams. As of recording this, James will be doing a stream where they're playing World of Warcraft and hanging out. As of this recording, when this episode comes out, it would have been 2 days ago. In the future for me, but in the past for you, Violet streamed the game Funny Raccoon Game. I also have a body doubling stream I do every Monday, and we have a Stitch and Bitch where you get together and do whatever crafty thing together and talk. I do that every Thursday. I love this little community we've created, and if you want to go be a part of that, please go check out the show details for a link to the Discord server. But that's all I've got for you this time, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die.